Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, finishing up with the president of the John Birch Society, who spent a lot of time with us today. We're thankful for that, John F. McManus. Tomorrow night, he'll be here in Austin, Texas, giving a speech. The Holiday in Northwest, 183 in Mopac at 7:30 p.m., and that is going to be just fantastic. And he's giving another speech tonight in Waco, and that's at 8 o'clock tonight, I believe you said, at the Hilton, sir?
Correct.
And we've just got a few minutes left here in this segment. Sorry we cut you off short there up against that break. Any other closing comments you'd like to make?
Well, it's a great country, and we want to preserve it. We want the best for ourselves and our children and our generations yet to come. The United States is unique, started on a foundation of belief in God who gave us our rights. Government's purpose is to be negative, to limit the government itself and to keep the people free, and that's all. That's what we want. That's the positive side. The negative side is we have to fight against a conspiracy. So anybody who contacts the John Birch Society, jbs.org, or call us 1-800-JBS-USA1. Free information for anybody. We're glad to hear from anybody. So contact us and take a look at what the John Birch Society is all about. Thank you very much.
You bet, sir. Just in a final closing here, is it exciting to you? I mean, I'm seeing record amounts of people in government, out of government, that would never listen to us before. I mean, now it's not a hard sell to wake people up to this whole world government.
That's right. And as Robert Welch, the founder of the John Birch Society, said many years ago, there would be a crisis that would come. And when the crisis came, we had to be ready to be able to mobilize all of the people who are awakened so that we can really turn things around. And maybe we're here. Maybe we're at that crisis point. But anyhow, we're ready in the Birch Society and glad to know we have some allies.
Well, that's the good news, is that always happens in history. Now that they're getting down to the final phase of world government, people are waking up, and they're scared. I mean, I think they're scared from our sources inside Bilderberg and the CFR. They seem to realize now that they could lose.
Yes, yes. There's a lot of people who know something's wrong, and now we got to get the moral instinct in them to say, okay, I see something's wrong. I got to do something to make it right.
All right. Well, John F. McManus speaking tonight in Waco, 8 o'clock at the Hilton, and tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Holiday Inn Northwest, a $10 admission. We'll see you there. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Take
care.
Bye-bye. Folks, listen, one of my dear friends called in earlier, who's also was attacked by the previous JBS administration over 9/11, and wanted to come on and have a big fracas basically with McManus. You heard McManus, and I've talked to people internally, that the old administration may have been trying to do some bad things, clearly, and to cover up things and to not let the truth out. That is now changing, and you heard him. They're going to be probably getting into Building 7, talking about 9/11 being an inside job. I mean, their members all believe that, predominantly, that I've talked to. And so there's a change. He and others from the old guard have been pushed back. The new crowd did some things I'm not even going to get into, pretty bad stuff. And now they've been kicked back out. Now, I've never been a member of the JBS, but I know that some of the first books I read, some of the things that helped wake me up, some of the things that influenced my father back in the 60s were the JBS, some of the things that influenced one of my uncles and one of my aunts. I mean, they've done a lot of good work. So, because, I saw some weird things going on a few years ago and I was wrongfully attacked by the JBS magazine, I chose to not give it attention, which is what I normally do when I'm attacked. People always, why don't you respond to this attack? Why don't you respond to that attack? People don't tune in here to hear about attacks, but because it's not about Alex Jones. But when we get a chance to reverse that and when wake up the leadership of the JBS and get them on board, that's an exciting thing. Wouldn't you rather have this powerful, ancient, as politics goes, organization on our side and fighting the New World Order and back on track? Would you rather just continue, a huge chicken fight, flapping wings and squawking? So, and if people don't think I attacked them enough, c'est la vie. You want to attack me? Go ahead. I won't respond. Just get my name right. It's Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. All right. We'll be right back with Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he joins us once a month. He's an amazing researcher. One of the first people on the web back in its beginnings of becoming powerful. Michael Rivero exposed the Vince Foster murder, Bill Clinton, all that corruption. And he's just continued with 9/11, Oklahoma City, all of it. And WhatReallyHappened.com is one of the biggest alternative news sites out there. And we're so proud of the work of Michael Rivero. And I want to get his take on a host of issues. The war, the upcoming attack on Iran. When he thinks that'll happen, will it happen? What's happening with Bush saying he's above the law? What's happening with Scooter Libby and Roe being called back in? All the things that he thinks are most important and what he sees happening in the future. If you go to InfoWars.com, you can link right through to WhatReallyHappened.com. And I hope to keep him through this hour and into the next if he's able to stay with us so we can take some calls. Mike, it's always good to have you on.
Well, thanks for having me on. And, yes, I'm going to be able to stay through into the second hour today.
Fantastic. That way we can double up since we both crossed the wires last month. We weren't able to get you on. Michael Rivero, out of the gates, what do you think is most important right now? And give us your take on what you think is going to happen in the next few months.
Well, I think you covered it pretty well in your opening speech there. First and foremost, of course, it's very obvious that Bush and his associates are continuing their push for a war in Iran. We are continuing to see the propaganda, just blatant propaganda throughout the media, basically rehashing the same sort of claims that we saw in the run-up to the war in Iraq.
The claims are that Iran has this nuclear capability, and of course what Iran actually has is a power station, and they have the centrifuges for refining uranium to 3.5% purity, which is what you use for reactor fuel. And they're trying to make it sound like just by switching from blend to puree on these centrifuges that Iran can get up to the 90% purity that they need for a nuclear weapon. And, of course, it's really not quite that simple to make that leap from reactor fuel to nuclear weapons material. But, of course, this is the myth that is being pushed right now. And Bush is going around saying Iran is failing to meet its obligations. But you have to go back and say what obligations, because both the United States and Iran have signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And under the terms of that treaty, all signing nations have the right to use nuclear power for power generation, for electricity, and they have the right to make the fuel for those reactors. So Iran is perfectly within the letter of the law as spelled out in a treaty that the United States has signed. So what Bush has in effect done here is just completely thrown out, arbitrarily thrown out, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty to say, well, we don't think Iran should have power reactors, and we don't think they should have the means to make fuel rods for those reactors, because somewhere down the road they might want to think about maybe making a nuclear bomb. And of course, this is the same kind of thing that we were talking about going into Iraq. They started out with they've got weapons of mass destruction. Then they said, well, they don't really have them, but they could have them somewhere down the road. And of course, that's a really ridiculous argument, because you can look at any nation on earth and say, boy, they might have weapons of mass destruction at some point in the future, therefore we should drop our weapons of mass destruction on them now.
Well, John Negroponte, the new head of the Stasi of, quote, all intelligence, the Death Squad founder, who set up death squads in Iraq and, of course, decades before in Latin America, he knows that the CIA's own assessment last year, their official assessment, said 10 years, if they were given the centrifuges they needed for the 90-plus percent enrichment process, it's not like making a ham sandwich. So he says, yeah, it's true they're not going to get an A-bomb with what they've got currently, but they're going to buy an A-bomb from somebody and hit us. Then meanwhile, so I want you to comment on that. Meanwhile, Bush signed W-199I, ordering the FBI and CIA and Defense Intelligence to, quote, back off Al-Qaeda and Hamas in this country, because it was really their provocateurs. They weren't Al-Qaeda or Hamas. And then at the same time, they told them to back off Khan Laboratories, now that for decades had been producing this. Now Pakistan has a whole bunch of A-bombs. And then Bush goes and signs a deal with India to produce as many nukes as they want. Meanwhile, North Korea is threatening to nuke us. China's running around threatening us. But we're supposed to ignore all that and go after Iran just because they happen to have a whole bunch of oil.
Yeah, very much. And what you were talking about, with Iran buying a nuke and hit us with that, the big question is, why would they be so foolish? And this was an argument that also applied to Iraq, because everyone was going on saying, oh, they're going to send a nuclear bomb over here and hit us. Well, the United States possesses the world's greatest nuclear deterrent force. We have the capability to go to any nation on earth and turn it into a solid green glass parking lot.
Yeah, why doesn't Russia, why doesn't China nuke us if they've got nukes? Because it's called MAD, Mutually Assured Destruction. The whole thing is a fraud.
Absolutely, because our parents' generation forked over $5 trillion to build all these nuclear weapons and missiles on the idea that this would prevent some other nation with nuclear weapons from attacking us. Well, if this doesn't work, if this nuclear deterrent isn't scaring Iraq and Iran from attacking us, then we're owed a refund on all of that. But if the deterrent really works as advertised, then Iran can have all the nuclear weapons it wants. It'll put them on parades. It'll put them in a museum. It won't dare use them on the United States. So Iran is not a threat to the United States. Iraq was never a threat to the United States, even if they had had weapons of mass destruction.
Well, let's get down to brass tacks. Every time Bush attacks somebody, his approval rating goes up for 6 months a year. So going into these elections, he needs to go ahead and launch the attack and try to rally the people back home. But that may not be enough. There's talk of impeachment already building. Michael Rivero, how much? I think we're in the greatest danger we've been in since September 11th, 2001, at 9 o'clock in the morning. I think we're in the greatest danger we've been in since then. of the crime cabal that controls Bush, setting off an A-bomb, releasing biological weapons, blowing something up overseas. Do you concur?
I absolutely do, because Bush is cornered because of the rather unexpected development of the impeachment petitions now in three state legislatures. This kind of caught a lot of people by surprise because under Section 603 of the rules of the House of Representatives, impeachment proceedings against the President of the United States may be initiated by a joint resolution of any one state legislature. This is a rule that's never been used before, but it is in Jefferson's rules for the House of Representatives.
Well, it's part of the Electoral College, and that's why we have states' rights.
Yeah, absolutely. And so Illinois now has a bill before their legislature calling for the impeachment of Bill Clinton. California followed with one not only for George Bush, and California followed for one not only for George Bush, but Dick Cheney as well. And most recently, of course, Vermont's state legislature is now looking at such a bill. And the report is that more states are going to follow
suit. Isn't Hawaii, too? I think Hawaii is considering it now.
I had heard word about that. It's not confirmed yet. As soon as I do, I will definitely put it up on my website. But all it's going to take is one state to pass that bill, and under the rules, the House of Representatives will have to have impeachment proceedings ahead of all other business. Now, obviously, because of this, it would definitely be in Bush's interest to have a new war kicked off where he could say, well, you don't pull the president down in the middle of a war. But what you were saying before about his poll numbers going back up, I think he can only go to that well so many times, and my instincts are telling me that on this next war, his numbers are going to go down even more.
Well, I actually have a graph of 9/11, Afghanistan, Iraq, and each time it doesn't go up as high. It's going downwards.
Yeah. The effectiveness of a new war is definitely on the wane. And
what about a new terror attack?
Well, absolutely, but only if it was something that really convinced people. And the problem is there are so many people who are suspicious of 9/11 already, and they know the president lied us into a war in Iraq. And once you come to grips with that, everything the government is saying becomes automatically suspect. And, I got my hair cut the other day, and even the girl cutting my hair, who does not know about my website or anything, was going on about Bush is a liar and Bush is going to do something to try and, get his power back.
So they lost credibility.
Yeah, lost credibility. If you've got hair cutters who are aware of what's going on, then Bush has definitely lost control of the American
mind. Well, it's like the boy who cried wolf.
Absolutely, and he's cried wolf so many times, and every time we see it's him inside the wolf skin. But I agree, it is a danger. He's obviously, he just used the same lies from Iraq on Iran.
What about Bush surrounding himself with more Israelis, dual citizens?
Absolutely. I mean, even the Jerusalem Post was kind of crowing about this the other day, about how thoroughly entrenched Israeli and Jewish power is inside the government. And the problem is they're becoming so arrogant about it. They're calling attention to it. And again, this is something else that common people, everyday people who normally don't pay attention to these things, they're picking up on it now and they're starting to talk about it. And the really ugly thing is there is likely to be a backlash, and it's of course going to hit all the wrong people, who are going to feel it. But we're clearly headed toward a crisis within the government, and whether it's going to be Bush starting a new terror attack or possibly a military coup, I know with all these generals coming forward talking about Rumsfeld's being fired, that seems to be a little bit of a signal that the military are definitely fed up with what's going on. Or even just a popular rebellion that happens as quickly as the one that we saw in Romania. But it's obvious we cannot stay on this same path much longer.
Why are they so arrogant? Is it, I mean, throughout history we see elites just go crazy.
Yeah, it really is. They start to fall in love with their own public relations, I think, which is always a recipe for disaster in politics and in entertainment, I might add. They really start believing their own myth and their own infallibility, and yet history shows that every one of these tyrants always eventually brings themselves or are brought down.
Absolutely. Michael Rivero will be with us into the middle of the next hour. We're going to have the phones open later. There is so much we're going to be discussing, like martial law, bird flu, all of it. You do not want to miss this information. We got two pretty good brains together right now, and we'll bring your comments in as well.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
The dollar has been devalued by 44%. Gold is up at 640 plus. Oil, over $70 a barrel. They're looting the economy. And Bush tells us that everything is wonderful and he's going to investigate the oil companies and everything's going to be okay. Michael Rivero, talking about their delusional nature, what do you see? I mean, you're a successful person in business in your own right. What do you see happening with the economy?
Well, I see the economy basically is really hopelessly hooked up in debt. And in fact, you had a very interesting commercial to that very point during this last break. Despite all the glowing promises, the reality is that the signs are that we're headed for a serious upset for a couple of different reasons. First of all, there is the matter of government debt itself. The government is just borrowing so much money, have really gone completely out of control with borrowing to pay for the war in Iraq, borrowing just to sort of keep things propped up. They're borrowing to make the payments on previous loans. And the debt is now so great that all of the income tax collected in the entire nation doesn't even meet the interest payments. So there's a real problem there. Second of all, you have the Federal Reserve just stopped publishing what's called the M3 aggregate. Now, this is a number which basically represents the total estimated supply of money in circulation inside the United States. And this is really a measure of inflation because you take your total money supply versus the estimated, you know, worth of the entire economy, and that gives you the value of a dollar. So the only reason that most people can come up with for the M3 aggregate no longer being published is that we're preparing to go into a period of hyperinflation where the Federal Reserve is just going to try and inflate the debt away by just printing up more and more currency you know, just saying, here's the money that we owe you.
Let me try to bring that into perspective. Up until 6 years ago, the Federal Reserve's inflation curve was massive. That is expanding, inflating the money supply. Now, with the new Fed chairman and the last 5.5 years of Greenspan before him, they have already inflated the money more than it had been inflated since the Federal Reserve took over, 80-something years before that, now 90-plus years. And so the new Fed chief says he's going to dwarf that, and in public statements said that he was going to increase the amount of fictional money and, of course, paper money. And then they suddenly make the numbers secret. They're going into overdrive.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called a hyperinflationary spiral, and it's something that we sadly saw, for example, in Germany just prior to the rise of Hitler. And what happens is, of course, when you borrow a lot of money and then you just print up more money to pay that back, it looks real good in the short term, but eventually you get into a situation where you have too much money chasing too few goods and services, and that is what drives your prices right through the roof. We're already starting to see it with the gas prices at the pump and the oil companies saying boo-hoo, boo-hoo, it's those nasty Arabs forcing us to make billions and billions of dollars in profits.
And that's why it's important to look at what's happening with China. China, up until about 6 months ago, had pegged its currency to the dollar. Now they've ominously gone to a basket of other currencies, including the dollar. So we were still getting these cheap slave goods, these cheap junk goods as the illusion of prosperity. Now even that's evaporating.
Yeah, that's starting to go down. We're seeing the price of imports really start to take off. And one of the critical factors, and this gets back to the coming invasion of Iran, the much anticipated and talked about oil bourse will finally open its doors next week. I guess they had some delays. And this is a real critical issue because one of the ways the U.S. has propped up its economy is by forcing all other countries to keep huge stores of dollars on hand
to buy oil
currency. Yeah, to buy oil. Well, if you have to buy dollars to buy oil, then that increases demand for dollars, and that makes them worth more. But the Iranian oil bourse is going to be trading Iran's oil in euros. And so you're going to see nations that are buying oil from Iran will no longer have a need to keep dollars on hand.
And that'll be 8% to start with, a seismic shock to the global economy. If other countries start to follow suit, as Russia and others say they will, it's going to be devastating.
Yes, it absolutely will, because the U.S. dollar, it's a fiat currency. There is really nothing to back it up. The U.S., unfortunately, over the last 30 years, has lost its manufacturing base. And even if we went back to a totally internal economy, it's going to take us a while to be able to make a lot of the things that we need to make. And so we're really in a very precarious position, and one of the motives for these wars on Iraq and Iran and Saudi Arabia appears to be to control the oil, in order to make the dollar continue to be the oil currency for the rest of the world.
Michael Rivero, stay right there. Please continue on the other side. Will we have a depression? We'll also be taking your calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
The toll-free number to join Michael Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com and myself is 1-800-259-9231. That's the number for the GCN Radio Network, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to go back to Michael Rivera here in just a few minutes. By the way, you want to visit the site. They've got some beautiful T-shirts there, and he's such a gracious individual. Whenever he comes on, most people just constantly plug their stuff that funds their operation, and Michael never does that, but you should go to WhatReallyHappened.com and support their sponsors and get some of these great T-shirts. One time I even asked him, hey, I want to steal one of your designs. I think he said, okay, but I never did it. I mean, they're that good, ladies and gentlemen. Before we go back to Michael Rivera, when was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, chlorides, glycerins, lanolins, vitamins, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Well, the Calbin Soap Company, for the past 59 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the very first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. It's organic. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, it's made out of no animal or no chemicals. It's all just out of fruit, citrus, cherries, oranges, lemons, and vegetables. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call and get a free catalog or get their little $14 tote bag that's got a sample of everything at 1-800-340-7091. I'll give that out again in a second. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Call today, Calbin Pure Soap, for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. That's spelled C-A-L-B-E-N, puresoap.com. And on the left-hand side of Infowars.com, we have a big fat banner for them, so you can link through right there at Infowars.com. Try it pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else. And I've been using them for several years. They've been a sponsor of the network, so now he's a sponsor of this broadcast itself. And, again, it's factory direct. It's so good. Sometimes I would leave soap under my arms or between my legs. We all do it, and it burns you. That's because it's a toxic chemical-based soap, not with this, and it smells so good. I mean, the in-office Basset Hound one time got in a box and ate half a stick of the soap and didn't even get sick. And again, dogs don't normally try to eat bars of hand soap or face soap. It just smells so good, so give them a call. And then last but not least, Bilderberg Group meeting is coming up soon, and Jim Tucker for 27 years, this is the 27th year, has been covering it. His book, Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, is a must-have put out by American Free Press, full of documents, photos, the 26 years he's been covering it by the time they published this. Now it's 27 years. And if you want to understand the global government and their aims and how much power this 125-member group has, you need to get Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, available at Infowars.com. Then there's my new 9/11 film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. There's my classic film, the first 9/11 film that came out, and some say still the best, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. There's my 9/11 film, The Masters of Terror. There is Loose Change, second edition by Dylan Avery we carry, that I believe is a lot better than the first edition. It didn't have any of the pods or any of that stuff in it. And there is just so many other books and videos, Webster Tar Police, Synthetic Terror, 9/11 Synthetic Terror. I'm carrying this new video, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, The New Atlantis, which isn't the mythical Atlantis. It's how the elite said America would be their new world government engine. This is a very old plan. We have that available as well, and when you get it for the regular price, you get two of my films for $14.95, The Order of Death and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on one DVD. So go to the online video and bookstore at Infowars.com and take advantage of that today. Or call toll-free. They can take your order and answer all your questions. 1-888-253-3139. And your purchase of the videos and the books makes this broadcast possible. I got 10 employees now, looking to expand even more. We run 6 websites. We make documentaries. I do a radio show every day. I have producers. I mean, this is, and you're making it all possible. I've done the math my accountant has. Around 94% of the money that comes in here goes back into the fight. I keep 6%, ladies and gentlemen, so I can feed my family. And because I lust after the fight against the New World Order. I believe in it. I know that we're not going to have a future if we don't do this. So help us with some of the hardest working folks in this movement. I don't take donations. Sometimes people send them. I don't ask for them. But if you just go buy the products, the information warfare tools, that's how you support us. Go get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. Over 1,000 pieces of media up there. 15 cents a day. Come on. A Starbucks coffee is $1.50 for a tall, one of their small drinks. All right. I'm done ranting about that. Michael Rivero, before we get back into the news and take some calls, you want to plug your site or plug anything that's on it?
Well, to have people come over and visit whatreallyhappened.com, and I do, of course, link from my site to yours, to both of yours, InfoWars and Prison Planet, on a regular basis, and that's really all I have to plug today.
All right, my friend, what are some of the issues that are near and dear to your heart that you think are important that you want to cover after we take some calls?
Well, I want to get back into this issue of yet more evidence surfacing that Bush intentionally, and I stress the word intentionally, lied to the people of the United States of America and lied to the Congress in order to get his war in Iraq. We can disagree on some of the fine points on a lot of the issues such as 9/11, but I think rather than get caught up in these little differences, we just have to really say, okay, we know we got lied to and the fine details don't matter. We need to accept this and think about its ramifications. And one that I like to point out to people, you know, when especially when they start talking about the higher taxes and all the government borrowing to pay for the war, and that is to say, you know, are we really liable for the cost of the war if it is an illegal war? Because when Congress voted the authorization for the use of force in Iraq, they included two requirements in it. First, the president had to prove that Iraq was in defiance of the United Nations by being in possession of banned weapons of mass destruction, and second, that Iraq had something to do with 9/11. Now, in his letter of transmittal to Congress of, I think it was March 18th, 2003, President Bush implied he had proof of both conditions and said, therefore, we can proceed. Now, in hindsight, of course, we know that Bush could not have had proof of those two assertions because we know now that Iraq did not have any weapons of mass destruction. And
we know with the White House and Downing Street memos that they premeditatedly lied.
Absolutely. And we know that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. So that congressional authorization for the use of force in Iraq was never legally in effect because it was entered into fraudulently. That means Bush is using government property, our military, for a private little war. Now, anytime a senator or congressman gets caught using government property for their own personal use, they're required to reimburse the Treasury. So the way I see it, and the way I think all Americans should see it, is that President Bush and his neocons owe the United States Treasury several billion dollars for the cost of this war. Now, of course, for all the deaths that have resulted from this war under false pretenses, I think there are some civil remedies, but I think we the people are not obligated to pay these bills because the war was entered into fraudulently.
Let's take a few calls and we'll get back into that in the next hour in more detail. It's very, very important. Let's talk to Israel in New Jersey. Israel, go ahead.
Yes, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I'm a member of the Prison Planet TV, and also I do advocate here in the Atlantic City area. I just want to ask, there was a committee of people that got together for the 9/11 committee to help out all the people that was having problems because of the commission. Now, Alex, I just want your take on this. They were talking about doing it internationally and getting Nelson Mandela to be like one of the chief sponsors. And I have a problem with that because I know firsthand that he is a Phi Beta Sigma, and his symbol is the Diablo, which he was teaching. And he's also one of the Rothschilds men, so one of their Masons. So I just want to know, I'd like to have your take on it.
Well, part of the message of my website has been all along is that Americans should stop relying on other committees and other media and other people to tell them what to think and look at the facts and decide for themselves. So I think the proper course of action is to stop calling for more committees and more whatever and say, oh, yes, we can let this panel investigate it for us. Investigate it yourself. And you want to know who you should trust? You should trust your own brain and your own mind and your own analytical.
Well, I'll say this, yeah. I mean, Mandela was in jail for decades and decades. They released him. He's always been a stooge. The left tries to make him some darling. Winnie likes to run around burning kids' heads off, admittedly. I mean, Nelson Mandela isn't going to save us, and so that's my comment there.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to the websites like Prison Planet and InfoWars and what really happened. Get the facts and figure it out for yourself.
And wake other people up. You know you're good, so you go out and be a leader.
Well, I have done that, Alex. I do that in Atlantic City. I tell everyone about you. I tell them about everything that you teach. And like I said, I'm the guy I called before because I used to be in the lodge. I was a Scottish Rite Mason. I called you before. And I repented and I'm a born-again minister. And I just want one more thing, Alex. Is it possible maybe off the air, that you can give Tex Mars my number because he's my brother in the Lord. And I would like, because I need to ask him a question about a
particular Well, sir, you
pastor.
Can call his office and leave your number there.
Oh, okay. How would I get that number?
Do you have a computer? You can
go
to TexMars.com, PowerProphecy.com, and the phone number will be right there.
Okay, thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, you can, do it for yourself. You can type it into Google, get the website, get the number, call him. Let's talk to, who's up next here? Andrea in Ohio. Go ahead.
Yes. Love your website. Love the email group. I'm on that a lot. I had a question to shift gears to bird flu for just a moment. I noticed over the last couple of months that there have been a spate of bird flu films coming out, like this Hades Factor, there's this new thing on ABC May 9th. And I'm wondering, do you think the government is behind, like a propaganda thing producing all those films?
Well, let me comment on that, and Michael Rivero's actually worked in Hollywood, so he can comment on it well. He's written a lot about it. Have you noticed that on 24, Threat Matrix, CSI Miami, on all these shows, they torture someone every episode.
Yep.
They torture someone's child. It's good. Evil's good. They plant WMDs. It's good. And then it simultaneously mirrors the Bush administration's propaganda. Bush admittedly, and the Congressional Budget Office and the GAO, Governmental Accounting Office, both said it was illegal, spent $1.6 billion for fake newscast and paying off reporters, thousands of reporters. And I have AP articles that back after 9/11, they pay $44 million a year to several script-writing houses in L.A. to, quote, write terror scripts. We know they then even use those as war plans. They do this over and over and over again, and it's all part of this backdrop of fear. We're going to be hit by terrorists. Give up all your rights. The government's going to be your savior when the terrorist hits you. They're drilling us like a re-education camp. America itself's a giant brainwashing camp with Edward Bernays-type psychology to accept all of this. Michael Rivera?
Yeah, there is a long, long history of the government covertly intervening in Hollywood to control the content of some movies. Now, the control is not total, and I'll get into that in just a few minutes. But this relationship, if you'll call it, goes all the way back almost to the days of silent films. Most people are not aware of this, but the main reason that Charlie Chaplin lost his citizenship and had to leave the United States was that J. Edgar Hoover had asked him to please retailer his films so that they did not show authority figures as humorous characters, and Chaplin refused. And from that point on, Hoover said, well, I'm going to get rid of this guy because we need movies that teach Americans to respect authority. And, you know, there was the whole COINTELPRO thing in the 60s where people like actress Jean Seberg, her career was completely destroyed by the FBI.
By the way, Hoover would go to TV shows and everybody and threaten them. You're only going to show the FBI in a good light, even help write the scripts. A total control freak. And so we see this over and over again.
Yeah, if you look back at the James Stewart movie, The FBI Story, there's a director listed on the film, but Hoover himself was actually on the set directing the movie and saying, this is how they will behave and this is what they'll say. And he's shown briefly from the backside as a cameo. But yeah, he was totally in control of that film. There's a short blurb about more of this stuff at my website, and I'll put a link to that up after the show. But today we are seeing, you know, there's a lot of control inside Hollywood. We're seeing, you know, Charlie Sheen, of course, spoke out about 9/11, and now, of course, this week we're seeing the smear machine really cranked up on him and all
that. By the way, Michael, I just want to let you know, because I have the inside knowledge, it is all pure, total baloney, and he was told, shut up about 9/11 or else. That's all I can say.
Okay, but I want to call attention to another show called Boston Legal. It's on ABC. And they certainly are not under government control because they had an episode called Stick It. And it's still online. The closing argument segment, if you go to the official show's website.
By the way, we have that. Guys, get that Boston Legal ready for the next hour. Scott, do you know the one I'm talking about?
Is that the one where they had the woman who they wouldn't pay the taxes? And I love that. I've got the transcript, yes.
Yeah, and if we can play that recording, because that was an absolutely wonderful speech, and, you know, everyone, it was all over the Internet, and everyone's saying, this is what TV should be putting out there, because this is what we're
all
doing.
Well, what happens
is,
and I know a lot of producers, I know a lot of actors, they're able to slip a few things out, then the hammer gets dropped on them, so when you do see something good, it's people rebelling, and believe me, behind the scenes, I'd say the Hollywood crowd is actually the most informed about the New World Order. They understand the false left-right paradigm. Almost everybody I talk to, they know they're under control. They quote, hate the old fossils that run their divisions. I mean, Mike, you've worked in Hollywood. Is that the same thing you're getting?
Yeah, it is. And, of course, I'm not in Hollywood itself anymore. I actually got driven out, back when I started the website about Vincent Foster. It kind of brought my career to an abrupt end inside Hollywood. But fortunately, filmmaking is now a global endeavor, so there are lots of other places I work.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for answering my question and for all the work you do with the website.
You bet, Andrea. Thanks. Sean in New Hampshire, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi there.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on the show. I've been distributing your videos and things, and I do encourage people to go out and look at the facts for 9/11. I'm an engineer, and that's how it convinced me that this whole thing is a government scam, is you look at the facts, you do the math, it's not difficult, and once you realize the truth, you can't pull the curtain back over the wizard behind the, behind the green curtain. And people, we have to wake up to this and get the information out because we're being taken over.
Yeah, we have people running the government that are murderers and carried out 9/11. Michael Rivero?
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many things wrong with the 9/11 story. And, you know, the funny thing is the day that it actually happened, and I was talking to my friends, and even then people were saying, there's something funny about this. You know, I'm not buying this this official Arab story. It's just too convenient. And then, of course, it came out immediately thereafter that the U.S. government had been planning a war in Afghanistan in October.
Already had the troops massed.
Already had the troops massed, had already told other governments as early as March of 2001 that they would be invading Afghanistan
in
October.
Stay there, Sean. I want to give you some more time. You didn't get much time to finish up. As an engineer, I want to get your take. And, you know, even the head of the John Birch Society on with this last hour had to say, yeah, Building 7, very suspicious. So, you know, even those guys are going to be forced to come out. We'll be right back with Michael Rivero, continuing in the next hour. This is a great interview. We thank him for joining us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're rip-roaring, and they'll send me the audio. I'll be doing good. We're back live here with Michael Rivero, and we're talking to Sean in New Hampshire. We did find that Boston Legal clip. It'll be coming up at the 8 after break in the second segment of the next hour. Rivero still riding shotgun with us then, graciously. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Sean.
Yes, I was talking about as a perspective from an engineer's point of view when I saw the video and of the 9/11 collapse and the explanations that were coming out, you know, things just smelled wrong. And first of all, jet fuel can't melt steel. Okay, it's impossible. That's like saying, if you throw a ball up in the air, it's going to go keep on going. That's like saying gravity doesn't work. Secondly, the buildings, how fast they came down. They came down in free fall.
At the speed of a bowling ball.
Exactly. And as a speed of a bowling ball being dropped from the top of the building, and a building designed to hold up millions of kilotons of steel and building and cement is going to provide resistance, and it's going to slow down the fall. And that did not happen in these buildings.
Well, one's never fallen from fire, and we can get Michael Rivero's take on that. But people say, well, there aren't engineers going public. Kevin Ryan, who did the underwriting for Underwriter Laboratories, is now giving public speeches, been public for 2 years. They fired him when he released their internal documents. They did test bathing it in steel, injecting oxygen in hot fires. I mean, it's just simple math. It's simple science. Michael Rivero, you have detailed this in great detail yourself.
Yeah, well, essentially my fellow Granite Stater here is absolutely correct. Jet kerosene is not going to burn hot enough to melt steel or even to soften it. And of course the real giveaway is building number 7, which collapsed directly into its own footprint straight down.
From two tiny fires.
Yeah, supposedly
absolutely.
From two tiny fires. And first of all, for a building to collapse like that, all the load-bearing members must be cut at exactly the same moment
It's a precise. They implode the main central column, so it falls in on its own footprint. Beautiful job.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, at this point in time, with the exception of the World Trade Towers, with the exception of World Trade Tower 7, no steel-framed building has collapsed from a fire. And, of course, the exemplar that is held up at most often is the first interstate fire, a bank fire, in Los Angeles. This was a steel frame building that burned right down to the frame, but the steel frame remained standing. So, we're really at a loss to
explain. About Madrid? They had the windows off of it. It was a perfect flute to bring in air. White-hot 100-plus-foot flames for almost 2 days, and then little steel desk didn't even melt. Nothing collapsed.
Yeah, absolutely was the case. I mean, if kerosene could melt metal, then anybody who'd ever had a kerosene lantern, was going to see it explode. But kerosene is chosen
because it is okay. Well, you just throw a kerosene lantern on an army tank and it would melt.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and there are more and more indications that something was used to assist the failure of the load-bearing members. The most often suggested assistant is thermite, which is a material which leaves relatively few identifiable traces. All it leaves is slags of melted iron.
And now there's the video. Let me ask the engineer this. There's the video of this hot metal gushing and pouring out.
An explanation has been offered that that's aluminum or something, and that's incorrect. Aluminum, when melted, will look silvery in appearance.
And it turns into a powder.
That's right, and it turns into a powder. This was, that's what happens when you see steel being melted. You see that color, and that can only be because there was huge temperatures locally, very locally, and that would be caused by a thermite.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Sean. We'll be back with Michael Rivero in 70 seconds.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.